Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Newborn baby was born October 30th on Halloween, so he's just a little over 5 months now, or right at 5 months. Little girl, actually. I said he, but it's actually a little girl. He's the seventh baby we've had from this pair. Mom and Dad have been here for a while. And what makes them so unique, and the reason why we like pygmy hippos, everybody always sees those hippos that you see on TV, you know, the big ones that chase boats and are really dangerous. And they're upwards of, you know, 4,000 pounds and bigger. Well, these guys only get to be about 600 pounds as adults. So they're very, very small. Their status in the wild is declining. They're only found in Western Africa, and primarily around Liberia. In captivity, there's only about 80, say 90 of them left.
So what kind of reaction are you getting from the public with the little pygmy hippos?
Oh, the public love them. He's really cute. They look like little gray footballs, pretty much. In fact, even a little bit, maybe an overinflated gray football. Really cute little thing. Follows mom, stays right with mom.
Do we have a name for the baby?
We do not have a name yet for the baby.
And I can tell you love your job.
If I can go ahead and get a kid to, a child to come up there and look at that pygmy hippo and fall in love with that pygmy hippo, get really enthused about nature, then number one, we might have a future for all our nature. But number two, you know, I think that we can also help that child. And both of those are important to me. I mean, I'm an old man now. I'm 64 years old and getting ready towards the end of my career. And the only thing that matters now is what can we do for the animals and what can we do for our grandkids.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.